I don't normally talk about the other audio boos in my audio boos. And for what it's worth, neither do any of the audio boos that I subscribe to. It's partly because none of the others do, but also because I'm not. I mean, I sort of found Audio Boo and I thought, oh, okay, this is a cute way to record a little mini podcast, a little audio diary, if you will, because I'm too lazy to do my blog regularly. My whole website runs on blog software, but the chances of me ever filling in a web blog anything remotely regularly is, I now recognize, zero. I mean, my track record, even with these audio boos, isn't perfect. And I don't always use the Audio Boo software on my iPod to record my audio boos. Audio Boo allows you to upload these little mini podcasts via any WAV or MP3 file and various other formats via their web page as well. So sometimes I record it on my desktop, sometimes on my laptop, once or twice on my little netbook, and quite a lot of the time on my iPod using a variety of little microphones that I've got for it. And the other reason I don't really talk about it much is I only subscribe to a handful of audio boos. There seem to be an awful lot of audio boos from people who record one or two audio boos and never record one again. I'm sure that's the case with most blogging sites as well. And the ones I subscribe to, every now and then I'll go through and cull out the people who have obviously given up on Audio Boo. But the ones I subscribe to, they're all quite different to each other. One of them's a guy who reads free verse poems every now and then, or micro short stories. Some of them are more a bit like mine, sort of rambling and ranting about whatever is on their mind for 5 minutes. But one of the ones, and there are other ones I listen to about web design and drawing and painting art, neither of which I'm particularly into, particularly web design. But the fact that Boag's World is the guy I'm referring to, the fact that he uploads audio boos regularly is what appeals to me. It's almost like a something I'm subscribing to, or following, I think is the audio boo term. But one of the guys, I say guys, I have no idea if it's guys, gals, singular or plural, that I find oddly interesting is London Sound Survey. London Sound Survey, they're on the Audio Boo service, and every now and then they'll upload a whole batch of little snippets, sometimes only 1 minute or less, sometimes 2 or 3 minutes of audio from various different parts of London. Now, I found their audio, I've always found that sort of stuff kind of interesting. I've always, ever since I was in my early teens, enjoyed listening to soundscapes, or whatever you want to call them, where people get a whole bunch of audio, found audio and audio recordings and sort of smush them together into soundscapes. And you sort of put the headphones on, close your eyes, and imagine you're there. They only really work if they're in stereo, and one of the disadvantages of the Audio Boo software is it doesn't record in stereo, even if you have a stereo mic plugged in to your iPhone or iPod. So these guys are clearly recording it on some other equipment and then adding fades in and out at the beginning and the end and then uploading it. But it really is a really interesting snippet. I wish I had the professionalism and dedication to do it myself, but it really is an interesting series of audio snippets from around London. The latest batch they uploaded, I just noticed it today, they uploaded them a few hours ago, include things such as newspaper hawkers, curry hawkers, or whatever the phrase is, guys who stand outside curry restaurants and say, come on in, we'll give you a free round of beers and 25% off, that sort of thing. Really interesting audio picture. Now, I have no idea what sort of license, whether it's part of a larger project or they're just doing it on Audio Boo. I have no idea what license they offer. I really hope it's some sort of open source license, because I'd love to hear people, or even myself, taking all the stuff they've recorded and making soundscapes out of it. Although I'm not sure if that's allowed either under their own terms or, for all I know, the terms of Audio Boo. But the Audio Boo guys seem pretty relaxed and laid back about that sort of thing. So I don't know, for the 3 or 4 people who listen to these things that I do, I don't know if you listen to them on Audio Boo or on Facebook or Twitter where they get automatically posted. But if you do come to Audio Boo, the actual website or the app in your iPhone or iPod, check out London Sound Survey and close your eyes while you listen to them.